This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CNS. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampas reporting for CNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway, and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Are you dying to feel a part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in your wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. BetOnline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/soxnews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at BetOnline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Late Sunday night, David Ortiz was ambushed and shot through the back at a bar in the Dominican Republic by a man named Eddie Vladimir Feliz Garcia. As word of Big Poppy's situation spread throughout the country, love poured in, and the baseball world found itself together as one. Reports were eventually confirmed that the big man was in stable condition and would be flown back to Boston to receive treatment at some of the best hospitals in the world. Yesterday, he touched down in a private team plane and was escorted by the police. The legendary slugger is a three-time World Series champ and has grown to possess an image that represents more than the sport he played. In 2013, he gave a heart-wrenching tribute to the Boston Marathon bombings, saying, quote, "The jersey that we wear today doesn't say Red Sox. It says Boston. This is our effing city, and no one is going to dictate our freedom. Stay strong." Sadly, the same bullpen problems that have plagued the Red Sox all season made another appearance. It's safe to say that the two starting pitchers, Chris Sale and Mike Minor, were locked in the zone. The only runs that the Red Sox were able to amass before extra innings came off the bat of Andrew Benintendi, who blasted a major two-run home run to straightaway center. It took five innings for either team to break up the pitching duel, but finally in the top of the sixth, the Rangers got to Boston's ace with a little help from the umpire Angel Hernandez. Danny Santana nearly struck out, but managed to keep the bat from protruding too far over the plate. The very next pitch, he lifted a single into left field and the deficit was cut to one. Sale prevented any further damage during his time on the mound and racked up 10 Ks for the eighth time in his last 10 games. That pesky Texas squad wouldn't go away though. In the ninth, they got to Matt Barnes, snatching the lead off a couple of timely hits. The Red Sox nearly came back to win in the bottom half of the inning as JD Martinez and Xander Bogaerts recorded back-to-back singles. Rafael Devers steps up to the plate and crushed an inside pitch down the right field line, just like David Ortiz used to do. This time, however, the ball couldn't seem to wrap around the pesky pole. He followed that up with a dinky double play ground ball. Alex Gore gave Brock Holt the last possible chance to save the game as a pinch hitter. With two outs and a man on third, the Brock star delivered, driving a single over second base and into center field to tie the game. Yet somehow, someway, the Red Sox still couldn't build enough momentum to win. They loaded the bases in the bottom of the 10th and had no luck. The Rangers decided enough was enough and scored the very next inning to go on and finish in the victory column. It would be the 10th time this year that Boston has blown a save opportunity. Where is our closer, Dombrowski? If the weather permits, tonight's game has Darwinson Hernandez slated to make his Red Sox debut. The lefty was recently called up from Double-A Portland. He occupies a 1-4 record that is accompanied by a 5.13 ERA. His opposition is Ariel Jurado. The Panamanian pitcher triumphed in his last two outings and has a 2.78 overall ERA. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. Do you need a place to post a job opportunity? Well, let me tell you, customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at linkedin.com/garden and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/garden. Terms and conditions apply. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampas for the Boston Red Sox news feed.